propulsive rhythms, cool beats, ever-changing songs. The art of beatbox is street music which is entirely generated by your own voice, your own mouth, and the own face, shape. Beatboxer Ross Vegas is from Generosity Circus, and the Fremantle-based musician is in the Kimberley at the moment for a series of shows and workshops teaching people the art of beatbox. He's in Kununurra at the Ordmuster today for the Party in the Park event in the afternoon. That includes the famous Diamond Dig. Then on Saturday in the late morning, he'll be conducting a workshop in Broome at Sun Pictures. And on Sunday afternoon, performing in Chinatown. I started by asking Ross what beatbox was.
Well, that's an interesting question. I've been reading a lot about the evolutionary purpose of music, and I think beatboxing and all music is part of our propensity to learn language. Language is just a rhythm of consonants and a melody of vowels.
It's innate, then.
It's innate. It's just in your face. We all do it as children.
But we grow out of it. We're told, oh, stop blowing bubbles, stop buzzing and making gobbledygook, form proper sounds.
Stop making that noise in bed.
What's your favourite beatbox rhythm or sound?
Ooh, my favourite sound is my didge. It's not a didgeridoo, it's a didgeridoint.
And Ross just changed his lips and was making it look with such ease, that sound. Is it easy to learn different forms?
Very easy to learn, because it is part of our capacity for learning language. Very easy to learn. Can I get my colleague out here? You can edit this out if it's not appropriate. Hey, Siri. Can you beatbox?
Here's one I've been practicing. Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots. I could do this all day. Cats,
no, that's okay.
Boots.
Thank you, Siri.
And cats and boots and
Siri?
Cats and boots.
Thank you, that's
and
enough.
Cats and boots and cats.
No
and
more, please.
Boots and cats and boots and cats.
What my colleague what my colleague is trying to demonstrate there is a simple phrase of language that we use to learn a simple beat. She doesn't go far enough, but if we start saying boots and cats and 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 boots.
Yeah.
That is awesome, Vanessa.
Yes.
Now, what I want you to do is really screw up your face and really spit out the consonants as we say it. Do it with me. Big breath.
Boots and cats and 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 boots.
Running out of breath.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Okay, one more step.
Yes.
We're going to try and leave the consonants in. So leave the screwing up of the face in, but take out the voice. Take out the vowels.
Okay.
And we'll start just by saying it, and take a breath when you need. Big breath in.
Boots and cats and 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 boots and cats. And boots and cats 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 and boots and cats.
Much more aspirant.
Well, yes, I don't expect to get it right away. I spent years in my bedroom alone making disgusting noises, and that was before I even tried to beatbox. It's a physical process. So like learning a language or like learning a sport, your muscles grow and they become stronger and they become more precise the more you repeat something. So, yeah, from boots and cats, we move on to bouncing pizza, bouncing pizza, bouncing pizza, bouncing pizza, bouncing pizza, and then baboons and pigs. Baboons and pigs, 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 baboons and pigs. Born to be too clever, to clever, to be too clever, to be born, to be clever, to clever, to be clever, to be born, to be clever, to clever, to be clever, to be born, to be clever, to clever, to be born.
I am so impressed because...
How long do you have?
Well, what you've done is just suddenly open up this language which I hadn't fully understood before.
Yes, my evolving theory, based on different theorists that I've read about why we like language and why it's so easy to learn a phrase of rhythm, beatbox rhythm from a phrase of speech is because what we're doing is just reverse engineering what we've been doing all our lives. We like music because we need to understand repeated rhythms and melodies in order to understand speech. So it's something that we've been listening for since we were in our mother's womb, is this repeat.
The rhythm of life right there. Ross Vegas is with me on ABC Radio, and on Saturday at Sun Pictures at 11 o'clock in Broome, you can join a workshop, how to beatbox and find those rhythms yourself. Ross, you do a lot of workshops and work with kids from all sorts of backgrounds and ages. What do you love about sharing the beatbox rhythms with newcomers and others?
Because it is like language, like learning a language, kids pick it up very, very quickly. And I love that it doesn't require any equipment. Like all sorts of sports and arts require an initial spend and continuing maintenance of equipment. This week we've been teaching some kids at PCYC. Here in Broome, that don't necessarily have that much wealth or parental support, and they can, it's something that they can take away with them, and you can practice it anywhere. So it's very versatile for those who perhaps don't have access to mainstream arts.
And you can create your own rhythms, your own songs, your own music.
Yep, or you can jam along with the radio or other artists. Or just with your friends with a mouth jam, with an a cappella thing. I used to be part of an a cappella band, and we prided ourselves on being the only a cappella band in the world that couldn't sing.
Brilliant. Ross Vegas, thank you.
Thank you, and thanks so much to Theatre Kimberley and Broomshire for getting us up here to perform for Vanessa today and the good people of Broome on the weekend. We'll see you there.
Beatboxer. Ross Vegas from the Generosity Circus.